好，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，平安。感恩在这个我们的荷塘崇拜当中来服侍。
Hello, brothers and sisters. We're happy to have this time of combined service here.
也特别感恩再次的有机会对我们的年轻人来讲道。
I'm grateful that to speak once again to our young brothers and sisters.
我不知道在我们现在的年轻人当中啊，你们心里面有没有一个英雄梦
？I don't know how many of you young people have this dream in your heart to be a great person, to be a great man.
我问一下我们当中的这些年轻人哈、啊，你们心里面有没有一个梦想，将来想做一个大英雄，要深刻的影响这个时代，要非常的出名，要非常的成功，你们心里有没有这样的梦想？
So let me ask the young people today, do you guys have a dream in your heart to be great in this world, to be disruptive, to change the world in your ways?
如果你们心里有这个英雄梦，可不可以举手我看一看？
Raise your hand if you have this dream.
你看，很多年轻人都在举手哈。
A lot of you guys raised your hands.
那我再问一问我们这些大人们，我们的成年人。
Let me ask the adults here.
我们这些 adults, 我们这些成年人，你们谁的心里有英雄梦的，可不可以举手？
How many of you adults have this dream as well?
我就看到一个啊，两个。
Okay. I only see a few.
大部分都没有啊。
Majority does not have it.
到了这个年纪，我们是不是都已经梦想破碎了，接受现实了？
Is it that at this age you have accepted reality and had let go of your dreams?
说实话，我有。
Truthfully, I have.
我从小就有一个梦想。
I, ever since young age, had a dream.
我要横刀立马。
I'll be on the battlefield.
带领万千的士兵冲锋陷阵，保家卫国。
Leading the charges and protecting my country.
我从小就想当个大英雄。
Ever since a young age, I wanted to be a great hero.
你们不要小看我文文弱弱啊。
Do not see that I'm a good guy.
我外表文弱，内心狂野。
I'm peaceful on the outside, but in my heart, I'm furious.
但是随着我信了耶稣
，But as I came to know God,
在主里面生命成长
，As my spiritual matured,
我越来越深刻地认识自己
，The more I notice myself,
也越来越深刻地认识到这个英雄梦是一件多么危险的事情。
And know that this dream of being a hero is a very dangerous thing.
这个世界上最可怕的事情不是恶。
The most fearful thing in this world is not evil.
是隐藏在善里面的恶。
But it's the evil hidden in goodness.
是在那些伟大的事情当中隐藏的那些不为人所知的黑暗。
It is the darkness that is shadowed behind all of the great things in this world.
其实一个这样的英雄梦
Such dream of being a hero
可以成为任何一个人生命中的试探
Can be a temptation in anyone's life
把我们带到一个黑暗的危险的生命的境地里面
Bring us into a situation that is dark and dangerous
那么今天我们要学习的这一段的圣经
Today we learn about this passage in the Bible
讲了扫罗的结局悲剧性的结局
It talked about this tragedy of Saul.
扫罗和他的三个儿子在战场上一日被杀。
Within the same day, Saul and his three sons died in battle.
当大卫听到这个消息以后
And when David had heard this news,
他没有幸灾乐祸。
He was not joyous.
他非常的痛苦。
Instead, he was very sad.
非常的难过。
He was sorrowful.
然后他就写了一首哀歌或者叫挽歌。
So he wrote an elegy.
在这一首的哀歌当中，它有一句话是整首哀歌的一个核心。
And within this elegy, there is this one phrase that was the heart of this elegy.
就是今天的这堂信息的主题。
Which is the theme of this service, the sermon today.
大英雄何竟死亡
？How the mighty have fallen.
其实这一句话呢，在这一段的哀歌当中重复了三次。
This phrase was repeated three times in this elegy.
19节、25节和27节三次重复。
Verse 19, 25, and 27.
只不过在中文你看不出来。
It's just that in Chinese it was translated differently.
因为中文的十九节是大英雄何进死亡。
For in verse 19 it was translated to the mighty half.
后面两次出现的时候都是大英雄何进扑倒。
And in the latter two times it said how the mighty have fallen.
但是英文的翻译全都是一样的，都是 how to fallen， 就是扑倒跟死亡是一个意思。
But in the English translation, all three times were the same, which is how the mighty have
fallen. 大卫就在哀叹，如此的大英雄怎么会如此悲惨的死亡呢？
David was sorrowful over how such a mighty hero had such a tragic ending.
在这里的大英雄其实是褒义的，是这个大卫在尊崇扫罗，当然也有约拿单。
In this word mighty, David was referring to both Jonathan and Saul.
但是这段的圣经啊，这个大英雄大卫无意中却揭开了扫罗悲剧背后的根源。
But ironically, this mentioning of mighty uncovered the reason why Saul has ended up in this tragic ending.
扫罗为什么会面对如此悲惨的人生结局？
Why has Saul came to such tragic endings?
背后的原因就是这三个字。
The reason behind it is exactly this.
大英雄。
The mighty.
所以英雄梦为什么危险？
So why is the dream of being a hero a dangerous dream?
我们简单的来说。
Speaking simply,
扫罗最后有这样悲惨的结局是他自己咎由自取。
The reason why Saul has such tragic ending is because of himself.
但是这也是一个以色列民所有的老百姓犯罪的一个结果。
But it was also the consequence of the sin of the Israelites as a whole.
首先我们要知道，是以色列民所有的老百姓他们想要一个大英雄。
Firstly, know that it is everyone in Israel wanting a king.
他们想要一个大有能力的领袖来救他们，来保护他们。
They wanted a great champion to help them, to save them.
在撒母耳记上的第八章。
Samuel, in 1 Samuel 8.
撒母耳年纪老迈。
Samuel was reaching his old age.
他的两个儿子又不行他的道。
And his two sons was not following his path.
然后这个时候以色列老百姓就来找撒母耳了。
So the Israelites came to Samuel.
他们特别强调，请你为我们立一个王，就好像其他的外邦列国一样。
They asked Samuel to give them a king with an emphasis on the king like all other nations.
这个时候上帝对撒母耳说什么？
So the Lord said to Samuel then,
上帝安慰撒母耳。
The Lord comforted Samuel.
你不要难过。
Do not be sad.
他们为什么要做这件事？
Why are they doing this?
他们为什么要立一个王？
Why do they want a king?
是因为以色列人不想让我耶和华上帝做他们的王。
Is for the Israelites not want me as their king.
他们不是要离弃你，撒母耳。
They're not rejecting you, Samuel.
他们是在离弃我这一位救他们、爱他们的上帝。
They are rejecting me, a God who loves and saves
them. 这些以色列民，我当年自从带领他们离开埃及，他们时常如此离弃我，去侍奉别神。
From the day I brought them out of Egypt, even to this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing also to you.
那么他们如今所行的，正是他们素常所行的。
So what they're doing today is exactly what they have been doing.
所以你发现了吗？
So you see,
以色列人要立一个王，实质上
the anointing of a king from the Israelites
是要离弃上帝，
is in reality a
得罪上帝，
to leave God and to sin against God.
其实是要用一个人来代替上帝。
They want to have a human to replace God.
他们要用一个大英雄，一个伟大的领袖，去代替那一位真正能够保护他们、救他们无数次的耶和华神。
They want a mighty and a hero in place of God who has saved them countless times.
其实大卫在诗篇十六篇的第四节可以说是一语道破天机。
In Psalm 16:4, David had pointed this thing out exactly.
以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦 必加增。
Those who follow other gods, their pains will be multiplied.
所以以色列人实际在做一件什么事？
So what is the Israelites doing really?
他们是在以别神，也就是一个偶像来代替耶和华。
They are using another god, an idol, to replace God.
但是你不要以为这个别神呢、啊。这个偶像啊，就是什么虚假的神明啊，那些泥胎木偶，不单单是这样。
Do not think that these other gods are just idols or other false gods or statues.
凡是人心里爱的这个东西超过了爱神，依靠这样东西超过了依靠神，那都是人心里的偶像。
Whatever you love and rely on more than God, that is your idol.
其实他们是在倚靠一个人胜过了倚靠上帝。
They are relying more on a man than on God.
所以扫罗就成了以色列民的偶像，他们想要的那个大英雄。
Thus Saul became the mighty that the Israelites want.
所以你仔细读到了撒母耳记上第九章的时候，扫罗出场，圣经是怎么描述他的？
So you see in 1 Samuel 9, when Saul made his first entrance, what is he like?
圣经告诉我们说，扫罗的父亲是个大能的勇士。
It tells us in the Bible that Saul's father was a great warrior.
也可以翻译成大财主。
And can also be translated in someone who is rich.
英文的翻译是 the man of standing. 他是一个有名声的，很出名的一个大人物。
And in English, it's a man of standing. However you look at it, he is a great man.
无论你怎么翻译。扫罗不是一个小家小户出来的普通人。
However you look at it, Saul is someone that did not come from a commoner background.
他的家世背景很强大的。
He has a strong background family.
他是名门之后。
He's from a big family.
他有爹可拼的。
He has a good dad.
然后他自己呢？
What about himself? The Bible said that he was strong and handsome.
比以色列人高过一头。
And there was no one in Israel who was
在以色列人当中没有一个人可比扫罗的。
There was none in Israel that can compare to Saul.
所以你看，扫罗一出场就是霸道总裁的设定啊。
So you see that as soon as Saul came out, he had this setting of a great CEO.
你在以色列人当中再也找不到另外一个人比扫罗更适合做一个能够救民于水火的大英雄了。
You cannot find another man in the whole Israel that can save Israelites from their dilemma.
所以以色列人好喜欢扫罗。
So they loved Saul.
一看这就是能救我们的英雄。
They see him and they're like, this is our mighty.
一看这就是一个强有力的国王。
They see he is fit for a great king.
然后他们就把可怜的扫罗推上了神坛。
So they pushed Saul onto this stage.
从此以后，他们倚靠扫罗胜过了倚靠上帝。
And from then on, they relied on Saul more than God.
这件事背后让我们看见以色列民所犯的两大罪恶。
And behind this, we see the two great sins committed by the Israelites.
第一是不信或者是小信的恶心。
One is the lack of faith.
为什么他们要用一个人代替上帝？
Why do they want to have a man in place of God?
很简单。
Simple.
上帝是看不见的。
You cannot see God.
人是看得见的。
You can see man.
你要去倚靠那个看不见的上帝，需要信心。
For you to rely on an invisible God, you need to have faith.
特别在你艰难的时候。
Especially in times of
hardship. 在你危险的时候。
In times of danger.
在这个以色列民被周围的这些外邦人攻击苦害的时候，这个时候他们要去倚靠一个看不见的上帝，需要何等大的信心。
So when the Israelites were surrounded by enemies, for them to have trust in an invisible God, how much faith must they need?
可是人不需要。
But you don't need that for a man.
这个英俊高大有能力家世这么厉害的这个人就站在他们眼前。
Such handsome and powerful man was standing right in front of them. They don't need faith to rely on him.
你靠一个看得见的人，不需要那么大的信心。
To rely on a seeable man, you do not need such faith.
所以以色列民离弃耶和华上帝，选择一个人来做他们的王，其实是他们小信或者是不信的必然结果。
So for the Israelites to choose a seeable man rather than an invisible God is an act of It's a sign of lack of faith.
第二个背后的罪恶。
And the second sin is.
那是人心里的悖逆，不顺服。
It's the rebellious heart, the unsubmission.
其实大家想一想哈，人为什么喜欢造偶像，喜欢去拜偶像？
Just think, why do men like to make idols and worship them?
我很深刻的、仔细的想过这个问题。
I thought about this deeply.
有一个很简单的原因。
There's a very simple explanation.
因为偶像是人造出来的。
For idols are created by men.
所以人面对偶像的时候，就有一种天生的优越感。
So when looking at idols, men have this superiority to them.
因为你是我造的。
For I created you.
你是我高举起来的。
I lifted you up.
所以主动权在我手里。
So the authority is in my hands.
我可以选择顺服。
I can choose to submit to you.
我也可以选择不顺服。
Or I can choose not to submit to you.
可是你面对上帝不行啊。
But when you're seeing God, that's not the case.
因为上帝不是我造的，我是上帝造的。
For I did not create God, but rather God created us.
我们在上帝面前毫无权柄。
We have no authority in front of God.
反而是上帝拥有我们生命所有的权柄。
Instead, is God having the full authority in our lives.
所以你在上帝面前，你没得讲，你必须全然的顺服。
So there is no other choice but to fully submit to God.
但是人的本性就是不愿顺服，我们本性就是悖逆顽梗的。
But it's in our nature to be rebellious and not submit.
所以我们常常喜欢什么样的顺服？
So what submission do we like?
我愿意顺服的，我顺服；我不愿顺服的，我就不要去顺服。
I'll submit when I want to submit, and when I do not want to submit, I will not.
可以选择的顺服，它就是不顺服。
But this submission of choice is unsubmission, not submitting.
所以你看，当扫罗被人举上神坛，成为了以色列人的偶像以后，你觉得以色列人顺服扫罗吗？
So when you see that the people push Saul onto this stage, do you think that people really submitted to Saul? Why do I say that Saul is a poor guy?
你发现以色列人怎么对扫罗？
How did the Israelites treat Saul?
当他们愿意顺服的时候，
When they wanted to submit to Saul,
他们就聚拢在扫罗的周围，跟着他打仗。
They surrounded him and went to war with him.
当他们不愿顺服的时候，他们就离弃扫罗。
And when they did not want to submit to him, they left him.
把扫罗变成一个光杆司令。
And he became a one-man army. A one man. Yes.
对，我本来想给你鼓励的，光杆司令都翻得出来。所以你就想，扫罗是怎么犯罪得罪神的
？So how did Saul sin against God?
他在那里带着以色列民要打仗。
So when he was leading the Israelites to battle,
然后等着撒母耳来献祭
，and waiting for Samuel to come to do the offering.
结果发生什么事了
？What happened?
老百姓不顺服了。
The people were not submitting.
老百姓都离开他了。
And the people were leaving.
这个时候扫罗害怕了，他慌了。
So Saul now is in distress.
然后他就越俎代庖，代替撒母耳去献祭。
So he, in place of Samuel, did the offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，你仔细想一想。
So think about this, brothers and sisters.
仅仅是扫罗不顺服吗？
Is it only the unsubmission and rebellion of Saul?
我告诉你，所有的人都不顺服。
Let me tell you that everyone was not submitting to God.
老百姓不顺服扫，不顺服上帝。
The people were not submitting to Saul nor God.
扫罗不顺服上帝。
And Saul did not submit to God.
从下到上是同一个罪性，都是顽梗悖逆，不顺服。
From the bottom to the top is the same sin of a rebellious heart.
你在想以色列人为什么在旷野要造一个金牛犊来代替耶和华？
Think again to why the Israelites made a golden calf instead of God.
因为这个金牛犊是我造的。
For the golden calf was created by us.
是从我老婆和我闺女的金耳环造出来的。
It's made from the jewelries of our wives and daughters.
我还敲了几锤子呢。
I even hammered it.
这里边有我的辛苦。
This has my work on it.
所以我把你造出来。
So I made that.
不是我来顺服你。
It's not I submit to you.
是你要来服务我。
But you come to service me.
是你要带我进我想进的迦南，这是我造你的目的。
It's you bring me to Canaan with what I want.
你发现那个主动权在谁手里？
So whose hand is the authority in?
在人的手里。
It's in the hands of men.
我造了你。
I made you.
你要听我的。
You have to listen to me.
我让你干什么
？I tell you to do this.
你就应该干什么
？And you do it.
这才是一个好的神。
That's a good God.
那么，你再想一想。
So and think once more.
我们以前是怎么拜偶像的
？How did we worship idols before?
我们用金钱，
we、
用功德去换取神明给我们的祝福。
We use money and good deeds in trade for blessings from whatever deity.
你想你在干嘛
？What are you doing, really?
你在掌控那个神明。
You are controlling that.
事实谁是神
？In reality, who is God?
他不是神，我才是神。
It's not that thing. It's you.
你灵，我就拜你。
You work, then I worship you.
你能帮我解决问题，我绝不会少了给你的好处。
If you solve my problem, then I'll make sure you get your fair
share. 但你要不灵呢
？If you don't work,
我就离开你，去拜另外一个比你更灵的神。
Then I'll go to another temple to another idol that works better than you.
主权在谁手里
？Who has the authority?
在人手里。
In man.
人心里从来都不想去顺服上帝。
It's in man's heart to never submit to God.
可是当你去面对一位真正的上帝的时候，你又不敢不顺服，怎么办
？But to see a God, you have no choice but to submit. Then what do you do?So,
就给自己造一些次等的神明，造一些的偶像，我可以掌控得了他的，控制得了他的，让他听我的，我就不需要顺服了。
So man created some secondary god that they can control, that they can listen to, such that the authority is still in their own hands.
现在有一个词很流行，我常常听弟兄姊妹嘴里冒出这个词来。
There's a word that is going around.
掌控。
Control.
掌控老公。
Controlling your husband,
掌控老婆
your wife,
掌控你们的儿女
your children,
掌控你身边的弟兄姊妹
controlling the brothers and sisters around you,
这都不是最可怕的
this is not the scariest thing.
最可怕的是掌控上帝
the scariest of all is trying to control God.
但是你想掌控背后的原因是什么
but what is the reasoning behind all of these controlling?
既没有信心又不愿顺服，否则他就不会掌控。
A lack of faith and a rebellious heart.
所以人造偶像，人拜偶像背后的真实的原因是为了人要掌控神。
So the reason why man created idols is for man to control God.
因为人心里既没有信心又不愿顺服。
For man's heart lack faith and is rebellious.
君王这个偶像，
This idol of a king.
我们中国人最明白。
We as Chinese understand that.
水能载舟，亦能覆舟。
The water floats the boat and sinks it as well.
你以为是君王在掌控老百姓吗
？Do you think it's the king that is controlling the people?
是老百姓在掌控君王。
It's the people that is controlling the king.
否则就不会有那么多农民起义了。
Otherwise, there will not be so much revolutions.
人一直要抓住那个掌控的权利。
Men always wanted to grab hold of that.Controlling
power. 因为人的心里既小心又不愿顺服。
For man is small, has small faith and has no submission.
最近这个北京啊，不是北京，巴黎啊，巴黎奥运会的开幕式沸沸扬扬。
The recent opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics has been hot topic.
特别最后有一段他们那个恶搞最后的晚餐
especially the parody of the last supper
你想他们在做什么
think about what they're doing
掌控最终的目的就是把人高举把神贬低
the final end result of controlling is to put God down and put humans up
整个的巴黎奥运会的开幕式都是其实不光一个巴黎奥运会的这个开幕式你到处都能看到人要把上帝踩在脚下把人高举到上帝的位置
And not just in the Paris Olympics You can see it everywhere that man is trying to put God down and put themselves up
但是作为一个做媒体的牧师在整个这些风波当中我一句评论都没有发我一个视频都没有做关于这件事
But as the pastor who is working in the media field I did not create a single content regarding this issue
为什么呢？因为我觉得没必要。
Why? For I see no reason.
这就是整个世界的潮流啊。
This is the flow of the world right now.
一个巴黎的奥运会有什么可让你惊奇的
What's so special about the Paris Olympic? Paris Olympics.
这个世界的每一天、每一分、每一秒，在不同的地方，这不就是所谓的白左他们的使命吗？
This is the mission of the liberal far left.
这不就是他们所推动的这个幕后世代的潮流吗？
Is this not the movement they've been pushing for?
可是这个潮流的实质到底是什么？
But what is in reality this movement?
白左为什么会做那么些让人不可思议的事情？
Why are the far left doing such things?
其实他们要做的事情，白左的实质，他们要做的事是什么呢？我认为是共产主义。
In my opinion, what the far left is doing is the same thing as communism.
绝对的公平，绝对的人权，绝对的自由。
Absolute power, equality, authority, and freedom.
那么，共产主义又是什么？它的实质又是什么？
Then what's the reality behind communism?
它的实质是地上的天国要代替那个天上上帝的天国。
Their purpose is a kingdom on earth, a heaven on earth.
它仍然是一个代替。
It still is a replacement.
用偶像代替真神。
Using idols to replace God.
用地上人的天国代替天上的神的天国。
Using kingdom of men in place of kingdom of God.
所以白左要做的事，一定是不断的越来越厉害的来贬低上帝，打压上帝，咒骂上帝，杀死上帝。可是他同时要把人不断的荣耀高举，把人来放大。
So the purpose of the far left is to kill, to put down, to disregard God, and at the same time bring up human and make them great.
所以共产主义的那个战歌呀，国际歌怎么唱的？你们还会唱吗
？So the international the song, do you guys know it?
从来没有救世主，也没有神仙皇帝。要创造人类的幸福，必须要靠我们自己。
There's no savior, there's no God. For the glory of men, it has to be done by ourselves.
可是你知道国际歌是怎么出来的吗
？Do you know where the international came from?
你知道国际歌是从哪来的吗
？Do you know where it's from?
巴黎
，Paris.
这是当年巴黎公社。所创作出来的共产主义的战歌。
This is a song made in Paris, France.
从第一分钟，他就是要否认上帝、贬低上帝、杀死上帝，用人自己来取代上帝，用人可以做的、建造的地上的天国取代天上神的天国。
From its very first minute, is to deny God and to put up human, using man-made things to replace God and His kingdom.
所以地上的天国
，so the kingdom on the earth,
不需要上帝
，does not need a God,
不需要耶稣的十字架
，does not need the cross of Jesus,
不需要悔改
，does not need repentance,
不需要背着十字架跟从耶稣
，you don't need to carry your cross,
不需要付代价
，there's no consequences or cost.
就好像今天在很多的教会所传讲的不需要悔改不需要认罪的那种变质的福音廉价的福音一样
much like the rotten and cheap gospel spread nowadays by many churches that does not require repentance and any costs
你发现魔鬼的诡计从来没有变过
so you see that the devil's trick has never changed
一直都像是大卫所写的诗篇十六篇的第四节，他们一直都在用别神代替耶和华。
It's as David said in Psalms to use other gods to replace God.
魔鬼比我们自己更了解我们的人性。
God knows human nature better than human does.
更知道我们心里的渴望。
He knows the desires of your heart.
所以他就顺着我们心里的罪性和情欲为我们提供了一大堆的偶像让我们可以随意截取用来代替上帝
So along the lust and desires of your heart He creates this array of gods that you can follow
金钱财富
Money
权力
Authority
亲情友情爱情
Relationships
宗教
Religion
等等等等，全部都可以成为偶像，用来代替上帝。
All of these things can become idols to replace
God. 而所有的偶像都来给人一个捷径，一个 shortcut.
And all of these idols are giving people a shortcut.
把上帝的圣洁，把十字架的荣耀，把上帝的真理的圣洁， 通通抛诸脑后。
It throws out all of God's righteousness.
用更简单。
And it gives men a simpler way.
可以去追求我们心里想要的东西。
And it gives men a simpler way to go for what they want.
所以偶像很可怜。
So the idols are a sad thing.
拜偶像的人更可怜。
And sadder are those who worship it.
因为不过是在敬拜一些虚幻的假象。
For they are just worshiping some delusion.
当那个肥皂泡破裂的时候。
So when the bubble pops,
他的愁苦必加添。
His sorrows will be multiplied.
所以弟兄姊妹你要小心啊。
So brothers and sisters, beware.
在你的生命当中。
In your lives,
其实从小到大魔鬼都把一堆用来取代上帝的偶像放在你的眼前。
In your entire life, the devil has been putting idols in your lives to replace God.
你这一辈子选了多少？
And how many in your lives has you picked?
你现在正抓住什么不肯放手？
And what are you grabbing on now that you're not willing to let go?
扫罗的悲剧，我再说，是他自己咎由自取的结果。
Saul's tragedy is one from because of himself.
可是也是群体犯罪的一个自然的结果。
But for two, it is also the consequences of the sin of
the
community.
扫罗必须负他自己的责任。
But Saul has to live up to the responsibility.
扫罗的悲剧并不单单是以色列的老百姓把他推上神坛。
Sorry.
扫罗的悲剧不单单是以色列的老百姓把他推上神坛。
So the tragedy of Saul was not just the lifting up of him to this stage.
还有他自己也想做神。
But he himself also wanted to be mighty.
他自己要去做那个大英雄。
He wanted to be the hero.
他自己要高高在上。
He wanted to be above all.
他自己要发号施令。
He wanted to be in control.
他自己贪恋权力。
To send out missions and...
那你看这个啊，这个扫罗成为了一个偶像的牺牲品。
So he became a sacrifice for idols.
但是为什么大卫不是
so, but how about David? Why is he not?
因为大卫后来也做了王了。
For David too is a king later on.
大卫也可以成为一个扫罗这样的大英雄。
He also became a mighty like Saul.
根本的原因是因为扫罗他没有大卫心里的那种对神的敬畏，那种尊主为大的心。
The reason behind which is because Saul does not have that heart to fear and respect God like David.
在大卫的心里，神最大。
In David's heart, God's the biggest.
在扫罗的心里，我最大。
In Saul's heart, I'm the biggest.
那为什么扫罗明明的知道上帝废去了他扫罗的权位，换了一个新的王大卫
？Why is it that when Saul knew God was going to replace him with David,
他仍然要去追杀大卫
？He still wanted to go and kill David.
因为在他心里，权位比上帝更重要。
For in his heart, authority was more important.
我宁肯背逆上帝
，I'd rather rebel against God.
我也绝对。不能放弃我的权威
than to lose my authority.
所以他真正要杀的是谁
So who is he trying to kill really?
他要杀的是上帝
He's trying to kill God.
这个就像新约的希律王
This is like Herod of the New Testament.
你看希律王什么都知道
See, Herod knew everything.
他知道那个弥赛亚那个救主降生
He knows that Messiah has been born.
他知道他降生在哪里。
He knows where he's born.
他知道弥赛亚来是干嘛的。
He knows what he came for.
他知道弥赛亚这位救主意味着什么。
He knows what this Messiah means.
但是他仍然要去杀耶稣，杀那个刚出生的 baby 那个小耶稣。
He still sent the order to kill the baby.
为啥
？To kill Jesus. For what?
因为我要做王。
For I have to be the king.
我要做王，耶稣就不能是王。
And if I'm the king, Jesus cannot.
大卫也不能是王。
David cannot.
上帝也不能做王。
God cannot.
我是王。
I am king.
所以扫罗最大的问题就是他里面的那种极度的自我中心。
So the problem within Saul is that extreme self-centeredness.
他的欲望。
His desires.
他喜欢的东西。
The things he liked.
他看重的东西。
The things he treasured.
比什么都重要。
is more important than anything.
比上帝更重要。
And even God.
所以你就看到扫罗的一生其实都是落在他的那个自我为中心的罪性给他带来的试探当中。
So Saul's entire life is in tragedy because of that self-centeredness.
扫罗这一辈子对他来讲心里最重要的就是他自己。
In Saul's life, in his heart, the most important thing is himself.
你说他对人好不好？
Is he good to people?
也不错。
Not bad.
他对上帝有没有敬畏？
Is he respecting of God?
也有。
Yes.
但是
But,
所有的人包括上帝都是被他利用的工具要来达到他心里的那个欲望他的那个目标。
But everything, everyone around him, including God, was tools that he utilized to achieve his goal.
如果谁妨碍了他心里的那个 desire, 那个欲望
If anyone stopped him from reaching his desire,
扫罗一定杀了他。
Saul kills that guy.
他的、这个女婿大卫他要杀。
His son-in-law,David, he
他的亲儿子约拿丹差一点被杀。
And his own son Jonathan was almost killed.
他的两个女儿都是被他利用的工具。
Both of his daughters was tools that he utilized.
挪伯城85个祭司被他全部屠杀。
And the 85 priests in the city of Nob was
killed.
In the pursuit of David, who Saul really was trying to kill was God.
你看在他生命的最后的这个时刻。
And at the end of his life,
那个光景真的非常的凄惨。
The scenario was very sad.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道？你明不明白为什么非利士人打胜了仗以后，那个要到那个他们偶像的那个假神的庙里去报告这个得胜的消息
？Do you understand why that when the Philistines won the war, that they have to go to a temple and report the winning?
他们要把扫罗的那个军装盔甲脱下来。挂在他们偶像的庙里，你知道为什么要做这件事
？They have to take the armor of Saul and put it in the temple. Do you guys know why they're doing that?
是因为当时的人他们有一种观念。
For the people in those times, they have an ideology.
当不同的国家民族他们打仗的时候
，When different nations and people are fighting,
同时间不同的国家和民族所倚靠的那个神明也在打仗。
At the same time, the deity that each country relied on is also at war.
到最后，这个战争孰胜孰败，取决于我们双方的神，哪个神更厉害。
So the outcome of the battle is determined by the outcome of the battle of the deities.
所以按照以色列人的，按照非利士人的理解。
So according to the understanding of the Philistines,
他们打赢了以色列人。
They beat the Israelites.
他们杀了以色列人的国王扫罗。
They killed the king of the Israelites.
这说明什么？
What does this mean?
这说明他们的神比耶和华神更大，更有能力。
This means that their deity was better than Jehovah.
是耶和华上帝真神败给了他们的偶像。
It's God who lost to their deity.
你说这个上帝的名受到了何等的羞辱？
See how much shame did the name of God have to bear?
不光上帝的名被羞辱，以色列民也很惨啊。
Not only was the name of God shamed, the Israelites was also going through a bad time.
他们不光在战场上被杀
，Not only were they killed on the battlefield,
而且他们一看兵败如山倒，老百姓就弃城而逃。
They see mountains of bodies, so everyone fled their towns.
居无定所
，There's nowhere to live.
他们的城池他们的家业被敌人占据
Their cities, their career, their life has been occupied by the enemy
可是面对这些凄惨的光景
But facing these situations
你就发现扫罗在临死之前他对他来讲最重要的是既不是上帝也不是老百姓
Seeing all of these situations what's most important in Saul was not the situation, the people
是什么呢
What is it?
还是他自己。
It's still himself.
所以他就对那个拿他兵器的随从说：“你拿刀刺死我。”
So he said to his armor bearer, "Take the sword and thrust into me."
我不能让那些没受割礼的人来刺我，来羞辱我。
I cannot let the uncircumcised people come and shame me and kill me.
他直到死在意的都是自己的面子，自己的尊严。
Till his death, all he cared about was his dignity.
他不在意上帝的名被羞辱。
He was not being shamed for the name of God.
他不在意他的百姓落到凄惨的处境当中。
He was not going into harsh places for his people.
他在意的是自己的尊荣，是自己的身份，是自己的地位。
What he cared about is his own dignity and place and status.
这样的大英雄。
A mighty like this.
就是我们中国人所说的一将功成万骨枯。
Is the Chinese saying, for one man to succeed, a lot of people have to die.
所有的人都可以牺牲为了成就这个大英雄的功业。
Everyone can be sacrificed such that this one mighty can achieve.
一辈子都是为自己的成就而活的。
The whole life is for themselves.
但是大卫和扫罗何等的不同。
But how different is David and Saul?
弟兄姊妹，你想一想。
Sisters,
大卫写的这首哀歌。
Brothers and sisters, this elegy by David.
你想，如果这首哀歌大卫只是为约拿丹哀伤痛苦，这是天经地义的。
If this elegy is only for Jonathan, then that's totally okay.
因为约拿丹是大卫的至亲好友。
For Jonathan was a close friend of David.
这叫做过命的兄弟。
Someone who ride or die together.
那这个，而且约拿丹他自己又是一个极敬畏神的人。
And Jonathan himself was someone who feared God.
所以，如果大卫称约拿丹是大英雄，这个我们能叫。
So if David called Jonathan,
会一直追杀他，给他造成无尽伤害的扫罗是大英雄呢
？But why did David call Saul, who was a corrupted king and brought him so much trouble, a mighty?
因为扫罗是耶和华的受膏者。
For Saul was an anointed of God.
大卫敬畏耶和华。
David feared the Lord.
所以他尊重耶和华上帝赐给扫罗的那个位分。
So he respects the authority and status given to Saul by God.
如果大卫也是好像扫罗这样的一个自我为中心的人。
If David was self-centered like Saul,
之前有两次可以说是天赐良机。
You can say that there was two very good opportunities.
大卫早就把扫罗杀了。
That David could have killed Saul.
只要扫罗一死，大卫就能做王。
If Saul dies, then David would have been the king.
即使之前不杀这个扫罗。
Even in the previous times, he did not kill Saul.
当大卫知道扫罗在战场上终于死了。
When he knows that Saul has died in battle.
他终于熬到了出头之日。
He has finally made it to the day.
那大卫也应该欢喜快乐，大肆庆祝。
And David should be very, very happy and celebratory.
可是他没有。
But he did not.
因为他信王。
For in his heart, he respected this king that was anointed by God.
为什么大卫在这个哀歌当中说不要在那些非利士人的地方报告这个消息？
Why did it say in this elegy, do not report in the places of the Philistine woman?
不要让那些的未受割礼的女子来欢喜，让他们来传扬。
And not let the woman of the uncircumcised celebrate.
它背后的原因就是我刚刚讲的，以色列人的欢喜快乐传扬，最重要的是他们的神打赢了耶和华上帝。
Because the most important thing behind all of this is that they think that their deity had beaten God.
所以大卫认为这是一件极羞辱神的事情。
And David thinks that this is something that is extremely shameful to God.
他看重神的荣耀。
He sees God's glory.
而且他也提醒以色列民。
And he reminds the Israelites.
虽然扫罗死了。
Although that Saul has died.
可他毕竟为你们征战过。
But he fought for you guys.
他保护过你们。
He protected you guys.
他让你们还是享受了一段安稳的日子。
He let you experience a time of peace.
你们这些的妇女可以穿上这种名贵的朱红色的衣服，上面能带着这些金的首饰，是因为扫罗为你们所做的。
The reason why the woman can have scarlet clothing and jewelry is because of what Saul has done.
所以从这个角度讲，也应该尊重扫罗。
So from this stance, you should all respect Saul.
所以你就发现，大卫跟扫罗最大的不同。
So you see the biggest difference between David and Saul.
他把上帝把百姓都放在他自己得失之前。
Is that David put God and people in front of himself?
这才是真正的大英雄。
This is a true mighty.
这才是一个真正神所喜悦的大英雄。
This is a mighty that God approves.
到底神喜悦什么样的大英雄？
So what type of mighty does God like?
在泰坦尼克号沉没的时候，
During the sinking of the Titanic,
发生了一个很感人的见证。
Came out a testimony that was moving to me.
当时在船上有一位英国的牧师叫做 John Harper, 哈伯牧师。
There was an English pastor on the ship, John Harper.
当时他是美国的穆迪教会邀请他从英国到美国去讲道。
He was invited by the Church of Moody in the States.
他刚好就在那艘船上。
And he just so happened to be on the ship.
他上了船就一直的传福音。
And as soon as he was on the ship, he was spreading the gospel.
沉船的头一天晚上，他刚带了一个年轻人信主。
And on the first night, he brought a young person to faith.
当泰坦尼克号撞上冰山的时候，
And when the Titanic hit the iceberg,
哈伯牧师站起来振臂高呼。
Harper came out and said,
他说，基督徒站出来。
Christians, step up.
不要上救生艇。
And do not go on the rafts.
他说让女人孩子和那些没有得救的人上救生艇。
Let the woman and the children and those who are not yet saved go on the raft.
以至于他们将来有机会听福音的时候还可以得救。
So that in the future when they hear the gospel again, they can be saved.
所以他呼召了几十个基督徒站在船上坚决不肯登上救生艇。
So he called a dozen Christians to stand on the deck and not willing to go.
然后这群的基督徒就手拉着手站在甲板上。
So these Christians, with their hands together, they are standing on the deck.
船上的乐团就奏乐。
And the band was playing.
他们唱一首诗歌叫做《更近我主》。
And they were singing a hymn closer to thee.
死亡只能使他们与主更近。
Death can only bring them closer to God.
当船沉的时候，
And when the ship sank,
哈伯牧师也掉到水里。
Harper also fell in the water.
他在水里脱下了他的救生衣，递给了另外一个人。
He took off his life jacket and gave it to someone.
他说你比我更需要这个。
He said, you need this more than I do.
不要为我担心。
Do not worry about me.
我不会沉下去的。
I'll not sink.
我会升上去的。
For I will be risen up.
然后他就在水里游来游去。
So he was just swimming around in the water.
他看到每一个人都问他。
He sees anyone and he asks a question.
请问你得救了没有？
He asks, are you saved?
有一个年轻人。
There was one young man.
他爬上了一个船的碎片。
He climbed onto a debris that was floating
around. 这个时候哈伯牧师游向他。
And Harper swam to him.
你得救了没有？
Are you saved?
年轻人说，没有。
And he replied, no.
然后哈伯牧师说，当信主耶稣基督，你必得救。
So Harper said, believe in Jesus Christ and
you will be saved. 然后一个海浪把他们分开。
And then there was a wave that separated them.
几分钟之后他们又遇上了。
And a few minutes later, they met again.
哈伯牧师还是那句话。
And Harper asked the same thing.
你得救了没有？
Are you saved?
那个年轻人还说，我没有。
And he replied, no.
牧师还是那句回答。当信耶稣基督，你必得救。
And Harper replied with the same thing: Believe in Christ, and you will be saved.
这是他生命的最后一句话。
This is the last sentence of his life.
然后他就沉到了海水里面。
And then he sank.
当他沉没以后，
And after he sank,
这个年轻人立刻做一个决定。
This fella made a decision.
把他的生命交给耶稣基督。
To give his life to Christ.
他得救了。
And he was saved.
当时这个泰坦尼克号没有登上救生艇落水的人一共有1528人。
There was 1528 people that did not enter onto the raft.
而最后得救的只有六个人。
And in the end, there was only 6 that were saved.
那个年轻人就是这六个人中的一个。
And that young fellow was one of the 6.
四年之后，
And 4 years later,
泰坦尼克号悲剧所有的幸存者来到了多伦多，在这里聚会。
All survivors of the Titanic came to Toronto to have a gathering.
然后这个年轻人就站起来做了这个美好的见证。
And this fellow stood up and made this beautiful testimony.
让人看到一个真正的大英雄。
And allowed people to see what a great mighty is like.
一个肯为主舍命也为人舍命的大英雄。
A mighty that was willing to sacrifice his life for God and people.
所以主耶稣就讲一句话。
So Jesus said this.
他说凡要救自己性命的必失掉生命。
For whoever would save his life will lose it.
凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。
But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
不要去追求世界上的事。
Do not go after the world.
因为你还能用什么来换生命呢？
For what would you give in return for your soul?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
人世间有两种大英雄。
In this world, there are two types of mighties.
一种是为自己而活，牺牲别人，要取得人生成就，让自己的生命更光彩的大英雄。
One mighty is one who lives for themselves, sacrifice everyone else for their own good.
他们用很多的偶像去取代他。
He will lose his life.
可是这个世界还有另外的一种大英雄。
But there is another type of mighty.
他们不是不看重他们的生命。
It's not that they don't value their lives.
可是他们更看重上帝。
But they value God more.
因为上帝比万有都更伟大。
For God is better than everything else.
上帝比万有都更宝贵。
And God was more valuable than everything
else. 还有什么能够用来代替上帝呢？
So what can be used in place of God?
他们为了上帝的缘故，
They, for the purpose of God,
他们可以为了上帝所爱的人的缘故，
for God's love to men,
不惜付上十字架的代价，
sacrifice his own life on the cross,
甚至舍弃自己的生命，
even his own life he sacrificed.
而这些人，
and these people,
一定得着生命，
will surely find life.
这些人一定被上帝祝福
will be surely blessed by God.
因为他们是上帝眼中的大英雄
For they are a mighty in God's eyes.
不是世人眼中的大英雄
And not a mighty in secular eyes.
亲爱的年轻人
Brothers and sisters.
Young brothers and sisters.
Young brothers and sisters.
我们这些上了年纪的人都被试探了一辈子了
Old people like us has been tempted our entire lives.
你们估计你们都站不住试探。
You have all just stepped into temptation. First,
我告诉你们一个真相。
I tell you this truth.
有形的巴别塔早就被上帝拆毁了。
The physical tower of Babel is gone ages ago.
但是无形的巴别塔却一直屹立在人间。
But this invisible tower of Babel is still and always in human nature.
每一个人都在拼命地往那座巴别塔的最顶端去攀爬。
Everyone is climbing towards the top of that tower.
今天在这座巴别塔的顶端站立着的都是这个人类这个世界最聪明最富有最有权势的一群人。
And at the top of this Babel Tower today is a group of elite who are rich, smart, and has authority.
他们在向上帝叫嚣。
And they are calling out against God.
他们在抵挡上帝。
They are going against God.
但是是谁把他们举到那个位置？
But who is it that raised them up?
是每一个修建巴别塔的既没有信心又不愿顺服上帝的那些顽梗的百姓。
It's those who are of small faith and rebellious that are building the Tower of Babel.
小心。
Beware.
不要去做那众百姓中的一个。
Do not become one of those.
那些修建巴别塔的百姓。
One of those people that builds up the Tower of Babel.
也不要给自己设立一个人生的目标，有一个宏大的梦想。
And do not set for yourself this great dream.
将来要做那个塔顶上那群人中的一个。
that you'll be one of those standing at the top of the tower.
因为人还能用什么换生命呢？
What can you use in exchange for your life?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们所有的人都在面对试探。
Lord, all of us are facing temptations.
可是这试探并不单单只是从魔鬼而来。
But these temptations are not just from the devil.
因为魔鬼是按照我们心里的那个罪性和软弱来牵引试探我们的。
For the devil tempts us with our own desires.
是我们自己心里小信。
It is our own lack of faith.
是我们自己顽梗悖逆不顺服。
It's our own rebellious.
我们才会落到偶像的试探里面。
That we fall into the temptation.
我们才会面对死亡的审判。
That we face the judgment of death.
但是主，求你光照我们的心。
But God shine upon our hearts.
特别光照我们当中的年轻人。
Especially the young people today.
让我们脱离魔鬼的诡计。
That we can be away from the devil's trickery.
不随从这世界的潮流。
And not go with the flow of this world.
不把自己的生命浪费在一生去攀爬那得罪神的巴别塔。
And not waste our life climbing that sinful tower of Babel.
我们不要做人眼中的大英雄。
Let us not be a mighty to the secular world.
我们要做你眼中你所喜悦的大英雄。
Let us be a mighty in your eyes.
愿你使用我们的生命。
Let, for you to use our lives.
去荣耀你。
To glorify you.
去成为许多人的祝福。
To become blessings for many.
恭敬的祷告，奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in your name.
Amen. Amen.